You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Empire Antiques in Sylvester, Georgia, Destiny Fitness, Five Star Nutrition, Crunch Fitness, Wintersville Fitness, Fit Mix, Valdosta Bike Center, Valdosta Health and Wellness, and Max Fitness of Warner Robins. Now, here's Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
He had to run out to the car real quick and get my notebook that I left. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that, Mr. Wales. We are here tonight, and it's February. And, of course, February is Valentine month. And we have got a great show next week. I'm really excited about this show. It's our Valentine show. It's one of the most listened to shows and watched shows every year, Jim.
That's right. Valentine's show, always a hit.
It really is. And we've got three great couples coming to join us. We'll have Greg and Megan Wade. They'll be here with us. And they are our newlywed couple because they haven't been married very long. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about them. Of course, Megan was one of our overall winners at our NPC Night of the Gladiators last year.
Right, and they're both on the Fit Talk calendar.
They certainly are. And then, of course, Robin and Sam McCord. Sam competed with us last year at NPC Night of the Gladiators, and Robin is on our 2022 calendar, and she's one of our and she's just a great, great lady, and we're looking forward to them being on here. Of course, they're our couple that's been married the longest. I think they've been married 25-plus years.
Oh, very good.
Very good. And then Melissa and Sean Eikenberry, they are no stranger to Fit Talk, and we're be excited to have them. And they've been married early 22 years, I think Sean told me.
All right. About as long as I've been alive.
times three. That's how long you've been alive, times that they've been married. But anyway, and then, of course, me and you.
That's right. Another great couple.
Another great couple. But a lot of people, you know, we've been married 15 years.
Newlyweds.
Newlyweds. Right. Yeah. But most people think we've been married forever. They're really surprised that when they find out we've only been married 15 years. But I'm very excited about next week's show, so make sure you tune in for that. But not only that, but we've got a great show tonight. And, you know, I say that every week, but the show's just are great. I mean, we just have great guests, and I'm very, very blessed. We are blessed to have the guests that we have. But tonight, this young lady is very special to me. I've watched her grow up, Jim. She's just, I've always just known her. I've known her mother. And her mother and I have been friends for many, many, many years. I used to train her back in the day. Mm-hmm. She used to be a member at my gym back in the day in Tifton. And, but this young lady has just grown up to be a beautiful young lady.
Beautiful and talented.
Beautiful and talented. And, you know, I just feel in my bones that she's going to really be somebody real, real special one day. And that being said, she is now Miss Fitzgerald and now Miss ABAC.
Right.
And she'll be contending for the title of Miss Georgia in June. And I've always told her that she can be Miss Georgia and Miss America since she was young and going on up. And I've told her mother that, too. I said, you know, I believe Charlie can be that. So Charlie Harper is with us today. Charlie, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Charlie's going to be – you'll be able to see her shortly in just a minute after the commercial break. But, Charlie, thank you so much for being here today. But not only – is she doing all these wonderful things, but her platform for Miss Georgia is diabetes awareness.
Right. And, of course, there is a reason that's her platform.
That's her platform. That's right. It is. She's going to tell us her story, her journey with type 1 diabetes. And, of course, I deal with type 2 myself. And, you know, so many people deal with this, and they deal with it in silence. And there's just not enough people talking about it, not enough awareness. And I think Charlie is going to be able to spread awareness about this. And it's a bad disease, and it's a silent disease. And we're going to get to talking about that a little bit more. But, of course, not only in February, besides our Valentine's show, February the 18th, we'll be where, Jim?
We will be in Lilburn, Georgia.
In Lilburn, Georgia.
And we have an NPC event.
We have an NPC event. The NPC Southern Conference. It's for all athletes, over 80 vendors. All kind of workshops. It's free to any athlete. Right. And, of course, Fit Talk will be there. NPC Night, the Gladiators will be there. We'll be serving breakfast.
Right. We'll be very involved.
We'll be
serving breakfast for everybody.
For all the promoters.
Right. For all the promoters. We will obviously be there as promoters representing our show.
NPC Night, the Gladiators. That's correct.
And you will also be a presenter.
I will be a presenter to the promoters about how I promoted and promoted NPC Night of the Gladiators here in South Georgia. So I'm honored to be able to do that. So that is coming up. February is pretty full for us. We've got a lot going on. And then April the 15th, Dr. Jake Croft's got his big event, the Strongman Competition, coming to Valdosta, Georgia, the first time ever.
Right. And, of course, he was in the studio with us, just a few weeks ago. And I'm looking forward to that event, too. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've never witnessed one. We've seen some on television. Mm-hmm. But we're going to cover that event right here in Valdosta at the Valdosta Mall parking lot, I believe. And I've been seeing where he's getting sponsors right and left now. It's so exciting. And before April, we'll have Dr. Jake Croft back on with us to give us an update on that event. But I heard a little bird told me that Sean and Melissa Eikenberry have got some exciting news, and we're going to talk about that next week a little bit, too. They've got a lot happening over there at Wintersville Fitness.
I think the same little birdie told me a little something, too.
Yes, yes. So we'll be talking about that. Mike, I understand that your girlfriend has type 1 diabetes.
Yes, she does.
So you'll be able to weigh in on this.
Probably a little bit here and there. Yeah, definitely. So,
and I have asked Duran Fowler to call in tonight. Duran is, I guess, the tech person over at the Fun Channel in Tifton, and hopefully she'll be calling in to weigh in, too. I understand that she is also has dealt with this. So,
and also we have a friend in Florida, Kevin Key, who competed in NPC Night of the Gladiators here, yes, in Valdosta, and also is on the Fit Talk calendar. And, you know, he's a veteran bodybuilding competitor. And he also has diabetes. And I understand you've been in discussion with him. And, you know, that's probably a special challenge, not only dealing with diabetes, but be an athlete at the level where he is. And just have this specialized diet and specialized training, everything he has to do. So, you know, maybe you'll, when it comes time, share some of that information with us.
Well, Kevin would have called tonight, but he had to be at one of his grandchildren's events tonight. So I'm sorry we're going to miss him. But, yeah, I mean, can you imagine being a bodybuilder and having to type 1 diabetes? That the diet and what he's had to go through for the last 20, almost 20-something years has probably been very rigorous for him. So, you know, it's diabetes is out there, and it's a silent killer. I learned a lot about it myself and how it affects the kidneys, and we'll be asking Charlie to weigh in on some of this here shortly. But before we do all that, Jim, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be right back. So join us right here in just a moment. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation. Erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Charlie, say hello to everybody.
Hello.
We are here with Charlie Harper. She is Miss Fitzgerald and Miss ABAC, Abraham Baldwin College over in Tifton, Georgia. And Charlie, you'll be representing Miss Fitzgerald at the Miss Georgia pageant in June. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm so excited.
Well, listen, you are beautiful. I've watched you grow up. I feel like that she's one of mine. I didn't have a daughter, but if I had one, I told Jim on the way over here, I said, I would have wanted her to be just like Charlie, all girly and pretty and into makeup and hair and dancing. And I've watched you grow up. Your mother is just a dear, dear friend of mine, and I just love her to pieces. And I know she and your dad, Doug, are so proud of you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, listen, tell me, of course, we're going to be talking about diabetes, and I understand this is your platform at the Miss Georgia pageant. Tell me just a little bit about how all this happened.
Yes, ma'am. So I was diagnosed with diabetes at 18 with type 1 diabetes, and after that, like, I realized that, honestly, it's more of a mental condition than a physical one, and I knew I needed a way to, like, get the word out there and, you know, let society know, like, hey, this is a lot of mental issues that comes along with this, and I started to compete in the Miss America organization, and that allows me to, like, get the word out there. So after I won Miss Fitzgerald, I was like, I think my social initiative is going to be diabetes and mental health.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. You know, Jim printed out some stuff, and read some of that, Jim, what the CDC said. I couldn't believe that.
Oh yeah. You know, according to the CDC, over 37 million Americans have diabetes, and one in five don't know it.
Well, I mean, that's pretty scary, Charlie.
It is. I was one of those one in five for about 3 months before I found out.
Well, what happened? And what did you get sick, or just what happened that you didn't feel right? Tell us how it happened, because this was like October was a year ago, right?
Yes, ma'am. It was in 2021. So what had happened was I had just got out of high school. I graduated high school, and I started my first semester at ABAC, and I noticed that I have really bad anxiety anyways, but I noticed that it felt like I was having an anxiety attack, like, constantly. Like, my heart was racing really fast. I wouldn't eat anything, and mostly, like, I lost, like, 20 pounds, which I'm already small-framed as is, so you could tell. Like, I was losing a lot of weight, and I looked really unhealthy. And I was like, something just doesn't feel right. So my aunt actually called my mom and was like, maybe we should check her sugar. And whenever I put my finger on the meter, it said that it was high. So I immediately went to the hospital, and my sugar was in the 1,000s.
Oh, my gosh. That, I mean, you could have died.
Oh, yeah, that's what
you
they said.
You could have been into a diabetic coma and died, Charlie.
So that's not a good score? 1,000?
No.
Okay. Not at all.
Anything over 125 is serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I know almost nothing about this.
You should know a lot.
What little I know about it, I learned from Maria.
Because, you've heard me talk about it, and I used to have to prick my finger all the time, and I don't do that. I can feel, Charlie. Now, I have type 2, all right, and I was in that pre-diabetic state for a long time, but, I mean, you just were acutely diabetic. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's type 1. Type 1 and type 2 are totally different. You know, type 1 diabetic people have a hard, I mean, that's the hard thing. Type 2 diabetic people, most of us can control it in diet, exercise, drinking plenty of water, and that sort of thing. But now you actually wear a device on your arm. Turn and show everybody.
I do. Yeah, it's called a Dexcom.
A Dexcom. Mm-hmm. Now tell everybody what that is and what it does for you, Charlie.
So whenever I first got out of the hospital, I started to prick my finger a lot, and obviously that's not the most comfortable thing to do, and
it's
your
not.
Fingers get bruised and they get sore. And one of my good friends, actually, she's a good bit younger than me, but she was also diagnosed with type 1 diabetes about 3 years ago. And she has this little Dexcom on her arm. So my aunt recommended maybe I should try Dexcom to see if I like it. And it's a continuous glucose monitor, and it's connected to my phone. So, like, I don't have to prick my finger or anything. Like, I can just go on my phone and swipe and see what my blood sugar is, which is really convenient.
Oh, my gosh, that is very convenient.
Wow.
Well, now, what would happen if your blood sugar was high one day?
So it's really funny because me being a type 1 diabetic, you know, I literally have to give myself insulin shots like multiple times a day. But when my sugar is really high, I have to take like a certain dosage of insulin, but I have a fear of my sugar bottoming out, so sometimes I just try to like eat as healthy as I can without taking insulin, because sometimes it really scares me because I don't want to like pass out from low blood sugar.
Now I've done that. I started that hypoglycemia, which that's the total opposite of diabetes. It's low blood sugar, and yeah, if it gets too low, below 100, I mean, you pass out. And that happened to me in high school when I was cheerleading and didn't really realize that that's probably what it was, because I was like you. I was too busy to eat. I didn't maybe eat the right things, or, you know, some days I would go days and not eat. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. That's not healthy for anybody. All right, Charlie, as you go into Miss Georgia and you're using this platform, you know, how do you think that this is going to help you get the word out?
Yeah, so being in the Miss America organization or the Miss Georgia organization, they have a lot of connections because it is like a nationwide organization. So without it, I don't think I would be able to promote my platform as much as I do, but with it, it gives me so many opportunities, whether it's talking to adults or talking to preschoolers, literally everyone in between. It gives me opportunities to go to schools, wherever, so I can talk about it and really get the message out there.
And listen, I mean, children have diabetes, type 1 and type 2. I mean, so this is just huge, and there's not a lot of people out there talking about it. When the doctors told me several years ago that, you know, I had insulin resistance, you know, I was like, what the heck is that? You know, and they said, you know, your pancreas and your liver and everything is not using your sugar or producing it. I'm not a medical person, but anyway, it's not working properly. And I was in that medium range where I was a pre-diabetic, and then I got over the range, and then I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetic and had to start taking metformin, which was a pill. You didn't take metformin because you were straight type 1 diabetic. Right. So I know a little bit about that. So I take one shot a week now that helps me with that. And I lost a bunch of weight, too, after that because that leveled off my sugar. And I used to tell Jim, and he'll laugh at me, but I said, I could almost put my face in a bag of sugar and just eat it. You know, just my body was just craving sugar. And, you know, that wasn't funny. It wasn't fun, you know. And then you don't feel right. You know something's wrong, but you can't put your finger on it. And but I can't believe that your sugar was over 1,000. That's just crazy.
Well, now, for those kind of like me that don't know a lot about this, you know, we're throwing some terms around here. So let me just read some definitions. So pre-diabetes, blood sugar is high, but not high enough to be type 2.
Right.
Then type 2 diabetes, a chronic condition that affects the way the body processes blood sugar, which is glucose.
Right.
And then type 1 diabetes, a chronic condition in which the pancreas produces little or no insulin.
And that is what Charlie is. And that's why she has to wear the patch. The
Dexcom.
The Dexcom. Joanne Fowler, thank you for joining us today. And I think you're going to call in. Carla Giddens, thank you for joining us. Sam McCord, we were talking about you earlier. Thank you for joining us. Harriet Richardson, thank you for joining us. Kevin Curtis, thank you for joining us. And we love y'all, too. We just miss y'all, but I see you're having fun in Arkansas up there. We have to speak to our people. But
So Charlie's type 1.
Charlie's type 1.
So her pancreas is not producing enough insulin. All right, so insulin. Insulin helps blood sugar enter the cells in your body so that you can use it as energy. Without insulin, blood sugar cannot get into cells, and it builds up in your bloodstream.
And okay. That's why when they took her blood, they could see that she had way too much sugar in her blood.
Okay.
So, and that's what is so, I mean, diabetes can also cause you to go blind. Now, I have CKD, which is chronic kidney disease. I'm just a walking miracle. It's a miracle I'm even here. But kidney disease and dehydration causes diabetes, which is probably one of the things that caused mine. Yours probably too, because if you weren't eating or drinking enough, it affected your pancreas. So, you know, I mean, this sugar can really be a bad thing if you're not careful with it and you're not doing everything you can to keep it low and to keep it in check. And you're how old now, Charlie?
19.
Not even 20 years old, and you're going to be living with this for the rest of your life.
Right.
And dealing with it. Now, Mike, you said Mike is our board guy here at Fit Talk, and your girlfriend is also type 1 diabetes.
Yes, she was diagnosed at 15. But, yeah, a lot of the same symptoms. When she was doing school, she actually moved to online school because she was like an AB student going through. And then, yeah, she started failing and stuff like that. And same deal. She dropped a lot of weight, and she actually had some lumps on her legs that formed that they did some biopsies on and different things. And after a while, one of her doctors just put two and two together and figured out that she was a type 1. Yeah. So
wow. She had lumps on her legs. Oh, that's scary because I got lumps on mine. And the doctor says they're fat lumps, though.
Well, three signs of diabetes. One is, and they call these the three P's because it's polydipsia is an increase in thirst. Polyuria, polyuria is frequent urination, and polyphagia is increase in appetite. So did you experience any of those or all of those?
I experienced all three of those at the exact same time, and it was not fun at all.
You know, that's, you know, I remember having those same symptoms. I still have some of them. All right, let's see. I think this is Duran Fowler, and we all know Duran.
Hey!
Fowler, you're on the air.
Hey, Duran.
Hey, Duran.
Hey.
Thank you for calling in tonight to Fit Talk.
Yeah, no problem. I am a non-diabetic that had no family history of diabetes that started living with a diabetic 10 years ago. So I know exactly what this kid is going through and how hard it is.
Well, Duran, you know, you posted, and Jim, I sent it to Jim's phone. You made a long post, and you made so much sense. If you don't mind just elaborating on what you posted. Because
sure,
that was so, I mean, when I read that, I thought, oh, my gosh, this is just, you know, diabetes does not run in my family. Now, I somehow or another, you know, probably because of a lot of different things, I got illnesses and the medications that I took and being dehydrated and having chronic kidney disease, you know, is probably the cause of mine. But like people with type 1 diabetes, but you know, it is a silent thing, and nobody, just like you said, you know, people don't realize that, you know, it's a disease. It's a real thing that changes people's lives. And Charlie is living proof right here. She knows, and she's been dealing with it for over a year now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard where she said she was 1,000. She's really, it's in the thousands, that could have killed her.
Yes.
I mean, that's very, very high. She could have had permanent cellular damage. A lot of people don't understand that. Is that, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that the way it works for a layman to understand, because we're all more familiar with type 2 being insulin resistant.
Right.
But type 1 is you don't make any insulin. You may have a honeymoon period where your pancreas cuts on and off, but after a year or so, and that happens with children and adults. Adults can suddenly become type 1 diabetic. People don't realize that. I live with one. She was absolutely fine. I'll let her tell her story. But they thought she was a type 2, and she wasn't. She was a type 1 diabetic. And you go through a honeymoon period where the pancreas will cut on and off, and then it will totally stop working. And they don't produce any insulin. Their pancreas is completely stopped. They have to take insulin. You cannot take insulin orally. You have to inject it. That is the only way to get insulin in your body. I think they have come up with one, though, that you can inhale, but not a lot of people use it. It's not like the mainstream. Used to be you had to, back in the old days, you had to do a lot of tests. You had to do just the finger prick, but now they have the new hybrid pump, which I saw Charlie has a Dexcom.
Yeah.
And Rachel has a Guardian. Hers works with the Medtronic pump. They make several different types of pumps and continuous glucose monitors. Her monitor talks to her pump, like I'm sure, I think, does Charlie have a pump?
No, ma'am, I don't.
You don't? Are you on straight pens?
Yes, ma'am.
You're on pens? Mm-hmm. I tell you what, if you're a chronic dropper, like Rachel was, she was one of those people that dropped every night, I highly suggest you go on a hybrid pump, because she was dropping twice a night into the 40s, which a normal blood sugar is around 120 to 70, and she was dropping to the 40s and didn't even know it. Now she drops maybe once a month. It really is a game changer, and she fought me tooth and nail. We had a big fight about it, and she said, I'm not going on it. I'm not going on tube. I refuse to do it. And I made her do it, and after about a month, she was like, yeah, I'm not going back on pens. It's a big game changer. It's a lot easier to manage because the pump actually will talk to the continuous glucose monitor, and it will cut the pump back to keep it from dropping, and it will actually increase your dose a little bit to try to keep a high from happening. So if you hadn't tried a pump, and I know a lot of people don't like to go on it, but I'm telling you, it's been a real game changer for her. And now they have the new tubeless pump it's called an Omnipod, and you just put it like on your arm or on your leg, and it talks to a continuous glucose monitor too, and you don't have the tubing, because the tubing's kind of a pain in the butt because it snags on things. But I wanted to say that I'm really pleased that you are hitting the emotional side of diabetes, because a lot of people talk about the physical side, but emotionally, what it does to the diabetic is unreal. Not only physically does it affect you emotionally, because Rachel, I'm going to let her talk in a minute. Rachel has what, when she goes real high or real low, she has diabetic rage, which is where your sugar gets so off, you're really irritated. And a lot of times she doesn't even remember what she's doing. She'll get mad, want to throw things. And it's just her sugar is so off kilter, she cannot control herself. Not everybody has it, but she does. And then when her sugar goes back down, she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so out of it, because you don't realize how much your sugar affects you emotionally.
And how long has Rachel been a type 1 diabetic, Duran?
She's in her 30s. I'm going to let her talk and tell you her story, because hers was purely on just, yeah, it's on radio.
It's live radio. It's live online, live Facebook, and live radio.
Here you go.
Tommy Massey, thank you for joining us, Tommy Massey. Rachel, are you there?
Yeah, hello, darling.
Well, hello. Thank you for calling in. You and Charlie have a lot in common, and you can probably give her some tips here.
Yes. I got first diagnosed when I worked in the UK.
And how many years ago was that, Rachel?
Maybe about 15 years ago.
So you've been dealing with this a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And what happened was, I worked for social services, and they were doing, the nurses came into our place of work, and they were just doing a test. So they did everybody's blood sugars, blood pressures, cholesterol, weight, etc. So they did mine, and the blood sugars came back high. So the next step was to go to your doctors. So I went to the doctors. They did me A1C. And I got home from work, and there was a message on my phone to say, can you call the doctors because your A1C was 10.5 or Ooh. Something like that.
Yeah. So do you remember what your A1C was?
Yeah, mine was 12.2, if I remember
12.2,
right.
12.2, wow.
Woo! That's high.
Yeah, that is high.
6.5.
So I was lucky, because the doctor called me back and said, do you feel okay? So anyway, to cut a long story short, they thought it was type 2, so they gave me metformin, but it worked out that my pancreas is now was dead. And so they gave me the insulin pens at the time, gave me a group to go to do carbohydrate management, nutrition management, and I got a letter every 3 months to ask me if I needed counselling, and that's what they did basically, and so I had quite really good care.
Better than here.
Well, you know, that's you know, you've had to deal with this, but, you know, like Duran said in her post, and even Charlie said, you know, the mental part of it, you know, for me, I felt like I was going crazy. It just felt like it was making me crazy because I knew something was wrong with me, but I just didn't know what it was. And I'm still dealing with it, you know, and I have good and bad days of things. But Charlie, now that you've got the pump, I mean, is it better for you now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot better. It's a lot easier to keep up with what my blood sugar is like constantly and how much insulin I need to take. It's just a lot easier in general, honestly.
Well,
yeah, that finger pricking is just, you don't know until you prick your fingers and if you're going through a low or a high. I've seen Rachel do hers 10 times in a row.
I was doing it 10 times a day, but I've noticed. That, you see, when I worked for social services in the UK, I had my own room, do everything, and they even had a meeting about my type 1 diabetes. But it appears that there's quite a lot of ignorance. And I've asked about people, do they get support when they're in work? And they say some do and some don't because it's not visible.
Right. You know, I understand that, having the diabetes myself. But with my brain injury, Duran and Rachel and Charlie, people will see me around town. They say, well, you don't look like anything's wrong with you. You know, you look fine. But I had 5 brain surgeries. They went in there and, you know, scrambled my brain, you know. And no, you can't see that, but I have difficulty every day. And mentally, and Jim can tell you, he can weigh in on this, that it weighs on me. You know, when people don't understand, because I look normal.
Absolutely.
I'm going to the gym. I'm here on Fit Talk talking about fitness. But yet, you know, I have issues. And, you know, there's things that you're dealing with, Charlie, with diabetes that you'll be dealing with for the rest of your life. If you go to have a baby, when you get married, when your spouse has got to learn all about this. Because it's something that you're going to carry with you forever. I mean, Duran, you've learned everything to help Rachel, right?
Right, and that's something, too. There's actually groups on, like, Facebook with spouses talking about it. And it's not, you know, people think, well, is it just the managing the blood sugar? No, there's other things with it. It's your spouse, how is he doing at work, you know? Are they allowing him to take his phone into work? Because a lot of times people use their phone to monitor their continuous glucose monitor. You know, look at it.
But it's like if you're having an epileptic fit or an asthma attack, they will recognize that.
Right.
But I was in a stall a while ago, and the blood sugars had dropped to 35. So they needed something quickly, and they wanted it to pay for it. This kind of juice, this carton of juice first.
And she's trying to pass out.
Right.
They don't see it. A store, and it is dangerous. People don't realize how dangerous it is. You think it's just somebody passing out, but, you know, some people go into diabetic comas and don't come out.
That's right. I can't believe that Charlie's was so high and that she had not gone into a diabetic coma.
I'm surprised she hasn't had any permanent damage. What was that story you told about that guy that he didn't know he was diabetic? And woke up
when I worked in England, he was in his 40s and he came into rehab, physical rehab, and he woke up minus his legs. You know,
he went into a coma. He went into the hospital, went into a coma, and it damaged his body. Was so damaged from the
I had very high ketone acidosis. And what happened was they gave me a little machine to test it and said, write it down every day.
Right. I had to do
and
that.
Then I went, yeah. And so they did that. And it tremendously went down and my kidneys weren't damaged.
That's probably, it probably didn't help my kidneys, even though mine was only type 2. That, you know, they diagnosed me just a few months back with chronic kidney disease, and that's, my mother died of kidney failure, and so for all I know, she might have had type 2 been a type 2 diabetic, but we didn't know it, you know. And
yeah,
so, I mean, this sugar can affect every inch of your body, your mentally, physically.
You see, the thing that's like you say, you know, you got type one and type two. The beneficial of being type one is that you can control it better with insulin. With type two, you don't, and a lot of people lose their limbs. I've had somebody say, when I first came over here, somebody said to me, you do know you will lose your legs, don't you? Or my mother died of that. And you don't really want to hear that.
No, of course not.
Right. They strangers will come up to you and tell you these horror stories, so it's always being played on you all the time.
But type one, even though type one is worse than type two, type one is more controllable because of the insulin.
Right.
Type two, it's mainly exercise, diet and metformin.
That's correct, and that's why it's so volatile. You know that. You know, I go from highs to lows. If my blood sugar will drop down, and I'm like, yeah, I have to get something to eat or drink. You know, and then I get it up, and you know, it's all very stressful mentally and physically. Type one or type two. Well, Duran and Rachel, thank y'all for calling in and weighing in on us today. I really, really appreciate it. After you made that post, Duran, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, you've got to call in. And I really appreciate y'all calling in to Fit Talk tonight.
Thank you, ladies.
And good luck. Good luck to Charlie.
Thank you.
Not only are you dealing, like I said, you know, with average things. I mean, just you could be standing in line before you go on stage and your blood sugar drop, and you've got to deal with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's I've seen it before. Actually, I've been backstage with a pageant where a kid was dropping and they were trying to find juice and she's shaking all over. And, you know, she's fixing to go on stage. And I mean, it's like you've got to fight twice as hard, you know. So good luck to you. I know what you're going through. It's very hard.
Yes, ma'am.
Mentally as well.
Thank y'all again, Duran and Rachel. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Charlie, I mean, this lady's, Rachel Owen's been going through this for over 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So she survived it, so certainly you can too.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I know that I came through the Miss America system myself. Mm-hmm. My sister was Miss Tifton back in 1980 or 81, I can't remember. I did the pageant way before you were born in 1977. I was first runner-up. I did not. Karen Harbin won the pageant that year. And, you know, so I understand about the Miss America pageant system. I was mm-hmm. also a Miss America pageant judge. I also worked with the Miss America, with the Miss Tifton mm-hmm. many, many years ago when the JCs had the pageant. I know that Jim is proud of you to be Miss Fitzgerald.
I'm looking at that sash, and I just wonder if you understand the responsibility that carries, because you now officially represent God's country. That's Fitzgerald, Georgia, God's country.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jim, of course, that's his old stomping ground. I drug him to Tiff County, to Chula. But, yeah, he was principal over there, assistant principal at Fitzgerald High School, and retired from over there for 30 years. So he loves Fitzgerald. I tease him all the time. But, you know, you've got to be in shape mm-hmm. to go to this pageant. So mm-hmm. I know you're fixing to work out, but how was that? You know, are you a little nervous about having to work out? Because I know you're fixing to get a trainer and really get on it. Because, you know, even though they don't have swimsuit per se, they have fitness, don't they?
They do. This year is the first year since 2017 that they're bringing fitness back.
And I think that's good.
All right, so what exactly does that entail?
So fitness wear is just like, we wear like a sports bra.
You just
like
model the fitness wear.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not as revealing as a swimsuit either, so everyone can feel comfortable.
But you've got to be in shape to be in fitness wear.
But now there's also a talent portion, right? And don't you dance? Is that what you do?
I do. I dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So she's got to be in shape to do that.
Yeah. She's got to be in shape to dance, to wear the fitness wear, and to wear the evening gown, and to walk in high heels. I mean, And she's got type 1 diabetes. So, you know, how are you going to bring all this together, Charlie?
You know, it's a lot of work so far, but I definitely think I can do it. I'd love to be able to answer that question and know exactly what I'm going to do within the next, like, 4 months. But it's a lot of hard work, and I'm excited.
Well, listen, I know you are going to be beautiful. I'm going to talk to your mother and see if we can't get some tickets. It's been years since I've been to a Miss Georgia pageant, and I'll tell you something. You would be the only person that I would go, unless it was my granddaughter or something, that to go, you know, to the Miss Georgia pageant. Is it still in Columbus, Georgia?
It is. It's still in Columbus, and it's held in June.
Held in June. Mm-hmm. I think it's June the 9th through the 18th. You have to go. That's just it in itself right there. I mean, that's a long thing. And you're competing against girls from all over the state of Georgia.
That's right.
And so, you know, we certainly wish you well. We're going to take a commercial break right here. But first of all, before we do, Justin Wells said that he heard that you, Jim, were third runner-up in Miss Guernsey County one year.
I don't know about all that.
Well, that's what he said. Justin Wells, and I believe Justin. So we'll have to hear
about this. I'll set the record straight when we come back.
When you come back, you'll set the record straight. Well, Lori Diffie, thank you for joining us. And Kenny Britt Etheridge, thank you for joining us, too. We appreciate the kind words. We try to do the best we can, and we try to bring subjects that are relevant, and we try to bring good guests. And I think we have a great guest here tonight. And, Charlie, we'll be back with you in just a minute after this commercial break. So this is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, student discount, and tour, and set up your membership just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is thrilled to announce the addition of the AeroLase Neo Elite Laser. This device is loved worldwide because it is safe and effective for all skin tones. The AeroLase Laser is FDA approved to treat over 30 different skin conditions, including acne, unwanted hair growth, hyperpigmentation, and so much more. This device also offers complete skin rejuvenation. Erase fine lines and wrinkles. Say goodbye to those age spots and redness. Now is your chance to completely improve your skin's tone and texture. There's absolutely no downtime and minimal to no pain, as seen on Vogue, BuzzFeed, The Today Show, and plenty more. Learn what all the hype is about by calling Valdosta Health and Wellness at 229-469-6137 to learn more about AeroLase Laser Therapy, offering special prices for a limited time.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
For all your gifts and collectibles, come by Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester, Georgia. We have over 25 vendors with a wide selection of furniture, antiques, glassware, home decor, and handmade lotions, soaps, and air fresheners. Like and follow our Facebook page, Empire Antiques Sylvester, to stay informed of all sales and new items as they arrive. Empire Antiques, 105 North Isabella Street, Sylvester.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Miss Charlie Harper, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank y'all for having me.
Listen, I'm just going to be following you. Of course, I followed you, your dancing career, and you know, when you were in the Nutcracker and all that you did. But you're going to be dancing at the Miss Georgia pageant in June.
That's correct.
That's correct. I'm so excited about that. And we just wish you well. But there's a lot of young girls out there, Charlie. What advice would you give them if they're wanting to start in the beauty pageant scene? Because you've been doing this a long time, and you've held many, many titles. Right now, you're currently Miss ABAC and the Georgia Sweet Potato Queen.
I am.
As well as Miss Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. So what advice would you give a young girl who is interested in starting in this pageant career?
So I want to say that it's definitely not as easy as it looks, especially going into the Miss America organization, because that's mainly what I'm focused on right now. I went into it with the mindset that, oh, this is probably, you know, not necessarily easy, but it's not going to be something that's hard. But after I won Miss Fitzgerald, I realized that it's just the opposite. It's a job. And, yeah, it's a unique and fun job, but there's a lot that comes along with it. You know, you have a lot of responsibilities. And being 19 years old, that's a lot of pressure on me sometimes. I mean, I can definitely handle it, but I think it's teaching me a lot.
You know, I agree with you. You know, I've often said I was disappointed that I didn't win Miss Tifton, because I was from Tifton and I love Tifton. To have had that title would have meant the world to me. But the girl that won was going to ABAC, Karen Harbin, and she was a couple years older than me. I was only 17 when I got the first runner-up. So I can just imagine what that was. Yeah, they knew I wasn't ready for that. That is, because it's a lot of work. And I followed my sister in her journey to Miss Georgia and saw what she had to do. And you're right, it is a job. It's hard work. And you have to be dedicated to this.
Most definitely.
And you definitely do. And not only in just the appearances, but to better your talent, you know, you have to speak. And this is not the first time you've been on radio and the first time you've had to speak and be out there in the public. So, I mean, that's another thing you've had to work on, is your public speaking and you're a beautiful girl, and I appreciate you coming on. So thank you so much. And we'll have you again as that Miss Georgia gets closer. And certainly after the pageant, we'll have you on again to find out what your journey was like.
Great. I'm so excited.
Well, thank you for joining us. Jim, we're going to get Jim right back over here and close out this show. Doug, Karen King, thank you for joining us tonight. Justin Wells, we hope to see you shortly for dinner here. And Robin Johnson, thank you for joining us. We appreciate y'all supporting Fit Talk and watching, and Charlie Harper, just a great, great guest tonight. And Dina Harper, I thank you for loaning her to us tonight.
That's right. You know, and I think she's going to do well. I think she's going to go far with her competitions.
I think she is, too.
And we certainly wish her luck.
We certainly do.
Not so sure she'll be, you know, as good as I was once upon a time, you know. No. Because, you know, since I've been kind of called out, exposed on this, and, you know, might as well come clean, because there's video, unfortunately, and there's pictures, unfortunately. But, you know,
so
I don't know how many schools still do this, but back in the day, you know, it was homecoming week. You'd have a big pep rally, and there'd be the mock homecoming, right? So that the guys, you know, whether it was the students or the teachers, the coaches, whatever, we'd have to dress up and compete in this, you know, womanless beauty pageant or whatever you call it. And I have actually won one or two, but yeah, I have placed as low as third. Very disappointing.
Yes, it was the one I saw. You were third.
Yeah, you, because you did my makeup, and I really thought I looked my best. You know, at that
I
one,
you
and
looked
I got
pretty
third.
Good. Yeah,
yeah.
We even shaved your legs.
Yeah, I went all out. Went all out.
Well, of course, it's.
I was robbed. I was robbed.
You was robbed, yeah. And of course, it was. It's, you know, we're on the air. That's, you know, never that, fails on Thursday night.
Well,
one of my children are coming.
That's the last time we ever let Steve Harvey announce the winner at one of our contests. You know, when I was third, because I just know that was wrong.
That was wrong. Yeah. Well, you are a pretty good looking woman that time. I know, because I did your makeup.
Okay. Well, I identify as Miss America. How about that?
Okay.
Not.
Okay, Charlie, we'll put Mr. Jim in some high heels and one of those sequin evening gowns to see how he can walk.
Those days are over.
Those days are over. Well, you know, we talked about a serious subject, but I think it needed to be talked about tonight. And Charlie, thank you for giving us, I mean, your input on diabetes. It is an epidemic, apparently. If 37.3 million people have diabetes and one out of
yeah,
I don't know.
I saw somewhere that comes out to over 8% of the U.S. population.
Wow.
With diabetes.
That's crazy.
And, you know, we really didn't have time really to touch on this too. This can be expensive.
Yes, it could.
Insulin and all these other treatments. And
well, if you take Ozempic, and that's what I take, I did try Mounjaro, which is a new one for type 2 diabetes, and it's a one injection a month. I mean, one injection a week. It's four a month. Do you know that it's $1,000 for Mounjaro? $1,000. And, you know, if you don't have insurance, it can be ungodly expensive. Who can afford that? Who could pay $1,000 a month for their medication?
Right, right. Well, you know, speaking of that, let me say this. If you'll go to diabetes.org, they have a lot of really good information and a lot of resources and a lot of links. And one of them is insulin affordability resources. So you can click on that if you're in a situation where you need help with that. But I'm just glancing at this, and they have a recipe of the day. This one today actually looks pretty good, Maria. It's chocolate cherry smoothie. That looks pretty good.
And I use Splenda. Right. I don't use sugar anymore. And I see where they're using Splenda there. And, of course, you know, it's all about choices. And, Charlie, you can, you know, even though you have, you take the insulin, but, you know, for type 2, I mean, I have a choice whether I pick up that diet soda or that real soda, you know. Right. And for me, you know, I did eat that little Hershey's Kiss a while ago, but, you know, that wasn't that bad, you know. But because Jim gave it to me. He's feeding me the wrong thing, Charlie.
I tempted you, and you went for it.
And he tempted Charlie, too, and we all ate it.
They went for it.
I did.
Well, thanks for joining us, John Coran and Robin Johnson. Thank you all for joining us tonight. So, well, what a great show. Charlie Harper, thank you again for joining us tonight and for being with us next Thursday night. You don't want to miss it. You want to be here because it's our Valentine's special. While these lovebirds.
Oh, it'll be all lovey-dovey.
All lovey-dovey, and they will find out how fitness helps their relationship and how they've made it 25 years and 22 years and how we've made it 15 years.
That's right. That's right. Brenda Sutton Rose, thanks for watching.
Thank you for joining us. Such a great show. Well, sign us off, Jim.
All right. Well, everybody keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.